בכבוד.
With your permission. This parasha in America is Parashat Naso. One of the subjects is a Nazir. The person accepts on himself to be Nazir. The Torah says the restriction. You shouldn't have any wine. You cannot be in a cemetery, be in a place that are dead people. Not to take a haircut. And the Torah calls him Kadosh. Kadel Peras Arosho is a Kadosh. Takes a haircut. He has to take the hair and burn the hair in Bet HaMikdash. Right after Nazir is Birkat Kohanim. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Ber al Aaron, Matay Alav, Kotem Ul Bnei Yisrael, Amor Lahem, Birkat Kohanim, Ve'echa Shemesh Merecha, Adamin, Tavar Mino Birkat Kohanim. As the Gemara explains, really the Kavanot of Birkat Kohanim, it's major bracha. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu said that the Kohanim have to bless us. But actually, the Gemara says, "Vani avarchem." One of the explanations is the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "I'm really the blessing. I'm going to bless them." The Kohanim are just, can I say, a tool. Stand up. The Shekhinah, the Gemara says, on the fingers, and whatever they say, Hakadosh Baruch Hu sounds like it says after them. The bracha. So the question is, what do you need a Kohen for? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that he blesses, he don't need a Kohen. And the question is, how can you think the Kohen can give you a bracha? Who is this Kohen that he can tell you, Baruch Hashem Yishmerecha, the Gemara says, Baruch Ha B'mamon, Yishmerecha Min HaMazikim, Baruch Ha B'vanim, Hashem will bless you with all the things that you need, Parnasah, children, all the things, Yishmerecha from all the tragedies in the world. So who is this guy? This is the guy in the Kohen. So who is it to give me a bracha? Who is it to give me a bracha? Well, obviously it means Hashem is going to answer, or is going to repeat it. So you need a Kohen. Let Hashem do the whole job. After Birkat Kohanim, the Torah goes so-called back, you may say, to Hakamat HaMishkan Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The first parasha we read last week is B'Chodesh HaShini. Ziyah. Now the Torah decided to go back. The Torah goes back. Ray B'Yom Kalot Moshe Lakim Et HaMishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu finished to put the Mishkan up. This is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So again, the question is, how do you get Birkat Kohanim in the middle between Nazir and the Mishkan? What it has to be in it. The Haftarah we're going to read is about Shimshon. Haftarah reads, the Navi tells us, Hanoach's wife did not have children. The Gemara said her name was Tzalfonit. Not Tzalfonit, Tzalfonit. Rabbim say it's a magic word, Tzalfonit. Somebody needs Yeshua, should say Tzalfonit. Was a real big tzaddiket. And this lady sat outside, and all of a sudden the holy man came. He really is an angel. She doesn't know it's an angel. She tells her, listen, Nachara, Yalad Ben, Nacha Kara Beladadet, Velo Yaladet. I said, now you are pregnant. She could not have children. She says, please do not drink any wine or grapes. Don't touch any dead thing. You're going to have a very holy baby. The lady comes home, she tells the husband, somebody came, he looks very holy. He told me that I'm pregnant already, and I'm going to have a very special baby. And the Navi says, Manoach, excuse me, pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please let this guy come again. let us follow exactly the instructions. Maybe my wife did not hear well what this holy man said. Hashem Hashem Ekol Manoach, Hashem heard what Manoach, Shimshon's father, asked, and the holy man came again. And Manoach, and she, the lady was in the field, she runs home, she calls her husband, he comes outside, he says, "You the holy man?" She says, "I'm the holy man." Again, he's an angel, he doesn't know. He says, your wife is pregnant already, and I told her the instructions, that she'll have a very holy baby. He will save Israel from the Palestinians, from the Plishtim. All the problems that we have today is because Shimshon did not finish the job. Shimshon will finish the job, we will not have a problem with Gaza and all the things, all the Fatah and Hamas. And the Nabi tells us that later she had a baby. He felt something in his heart, that Hashem is inside his heart. And then the people tell us that the end of this guy Shimshon was very sad. He got married to Goy, half a Goy. He did convert her according to the Rambam, according to Al Chachamim. He didn't convert her, Mashima Delila. And he told her what's the secret of his strength, that he is Nazir. And she shaved his head. And then the Plishtim came and poked his eyes, made him blind, put him in jail. And then he died. He was inside the building. Pushed the pillar, the pillars fell. The building fell with all the Plishtim on him, he died. Says the Gemara, actually this was the prophecy of Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu called up Shvatim the last day of his life, and he blesses Dan. Shimshon came from Dan. He says, Dan, Yadin Amok Echad Shiftei Yisrael, Dan will have a judge. And Shimshon was a judge. He was a judge for 20 years. Excuse me. Shimshon judged on Israel. Yaakov Avinu says in his blessing, in his prophecy, Idan Nochasha Leorach, Shifana Ledirach, Shechik Vesus Vepoloch Voachor. Says Shimshon will be able, so called, to bite a horse. That, and on the horse you have this Palestine. Vepoloch Voachor is going to fall off. But at the end of the day, Shimshon himself did not finish the job. And Yaakov says, Yeshuatcha Kibit Yashem. Hashem, I hope for your redemption. This was Yaakov's statement to Dan. It was referred to Shimshon. Chachamim, when they chose chapters or paragraphs from the Nevi'im to make it a Haftarah, had some connection to the parasha. So again, we read in the parasha about Nazir. So a simple explanation is, you read about Nazir, and I'll tell you about Shimshon. Shimshon was Nazir, so okay, you know about Nazir. Chachamim tell us, says in the Zohar, in the Navi Malachi, this is the last Navi we had, the Gemara says maybe it was Mordechai. He said, Ki siftei choen ishmeru da'at betorah medu mepiyu ki malach Hashem tzvakotu. Says the Zohar, you should know, a Kohen is very special. It's not a regular person. Torah says, "V'kidashto." It's a special mitzvah to respect the Kohen. Says the Zohar, you know, the Navi says, Malachi, the Kohen teaches. And the Kohen will give an advice. The Kohen is an angel. Ki malach Hashem tzvakotu. So actually, says the Zohar, you know, what is malach Hashem tzvakotu? What does it mean exactly? A Kohen is an angel. Why is an angel? Of course, it means the Kohen has to be very pure and very holy and learn Torah and behave, but to compare it to an angel. Says the Zohar, what it means is like this. There's an angel upstairs, his name is Michael. He is the lawyer for Am Israel upstairs. Sar Israel, the minister of Israel upstairs, never says the bad things about us. And this guy, Michael, it's called Sarah Chesed. Since He always said the good things about us, and he wants always the good things for us. He's called the Minister of Kindness upstairs. And he is the Kohen HaGadol upstairs. Upstairs also says as well there's an altar. Yes, the Kavanah we say in Shemoneh Esrei, B'Yishei Yisrael, Tfilata Me'era, Tkaveh Beratzon, Yishei Yisrael means in Neshamot, that this angel, Michael, sacrificed to HaKadosh Baruch. Says the Zohar, you know, the Kohen is likewise, like the Kohen HaGadol upstairs, Michael. That's what Nabi tells you. You know, you want to know what the Kohen is? Kohen is like an angel. He says, which angel? Michael. What does this Michael? Michael is the Kohen upstairs. What his specialty is Chesed. So this is well, you know, Bet HaMikdash, the Kohanim didn't slaughter animals over there. The Leviim, Israel, they slaughter. Kohen cannot hold a knife in his hand to slaughter an animal. He is from kindness. He loves everybody. He loves animals too. He can just slaughter them. It's hard for him. Doesn't say they never slaughtered, but as well say most of the time the Kohanim did not slaughter. They cannot have a knife in their hand. So Kohanim comes from Midat HaChesed. From Midat HaChesed, you have to be very kind. You say, but to be kind, you cannot take a knife. You cannot slaughter. Okay. Says as well, you should know this guy, Michael, is Malach Hashem Tzvakot. He says a coin is like him. He says a coin, he has to do something like him. Like him. Well, what does he have to do? He says, no, you know what? He says, as well, I'll tell you what it is. He says, every day a few times, Yoducha Hashem Kol Ma'asecha, Hashem, your creators will thank you. V'chasidecha yivarchucha. He says, as well, V'chasidecha yivarchucha. Who is going to give blessings? Actually, to Hashem as well. I says, who? Chasidecha. You have to be chasid. What's chasid? It says, this is what chasid comes from the word chesed, from kindness. It says, you should know, a Kohen can give you bracha. You know why he can give you bracha? Because he's chasid. So the power of the God Kohanim says, this is what, that you have to concentrate and give you the bracha. It says, you know what it is? Who is this guy? This guy is like an angel. He's like Michael. Actually, Michael gives you a bracha. And he gives you a bracha because he is chasid. Or say chesed. Gomer Chesed, he does certain things that those things made him qualified to give you bracha. So that is, says as well, you should know, this is just on the surface, on the top, you understand, what is it all about, this coin? Who is this coin that gives him, this coin is so-called, is connected to Michael upstairs. And Hashem tells him to give you bracha because he is on, so-called on the side of kindness. And that actually, the Gemara says, it's crucial. We say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. And then we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham. Says the Gemara, how come you don't say, Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Says the Gemara, that's the Kavana. Elokei Avraham, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu told him, Ve'ezcha Legoy Gadol. That's the Kavana that you have to have in mind. I said, we say, okay, Abraham is 18. Hashem said to Abraham, he's going to make him to a big nation. Va'avar echecha, I'll bless you. B'zchut Yitzchak avinu, Elokei Yitzchak. Ve'elokei Yaakov. Avracha shem Eloed. No. Yitzchak Elokei Gadol, avracha, v'agadla shmecha. V'agadla shmecha. I'll make your name big. Says the Gemara, but we do say Magen Avraham because Hashem said to Avraham, Veheye Bracha. Bracha. Mevarchecha Baruch. Says as well, let me explain to you something. In the Torah, in the Navi, every time it says Gadol, it doesn't mean big in quantity. It's big in quality. The quality is kindness. Chesed, it's called Gadol. When you pray, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Akel HaGadol, what kind of you have Gadol? What Gadol? The Kadosh Baruch Hu is big? No. Gadol means Hashem does kindness. It refers to what we said, Elokei Avraham. Avraham was master of kindness. Master of kindness. So that's the Kavanah. When you say, Akel HaGadol, הגיבור והנורא הגדול, ביש הגדול, אז זה הגדול, השם תולד אברהם אבינו, ועשך לגוי גדול. You can have 150 billion Jews. That means nothing. No. You need Jewish people to do kindness. That's what you need. That's why after Hakamocha, love your friend, but it's not rebel with you, don't hate anybody, do favor to anybody. He says, that's what Hashem told Abraham. You, master of kindness, I'm going to give you a blessing. It's Chalukah Gadol, your children will be very kind. Says the Gemara, if you want to know who is Jewish, say, look, if he does kind, if he does kindness, if he's very kind, he's a Jew. If not, Choshishim Neichuso. Rambam said, it might not be Jewish. Says Rambam, look, you have a maid at home. You have a slave at home. This is the maid. So you come to eat. You want to eat your steak. And you want to give your maid to the fish. Says Rambam, I have a doubt if you're Jewish. What do you mean? Jewish. How can the maid see you that you have a big supper, a big dinner? And you say, go to the kitchen, take a fruit. Says Rambam, Choshishim Neichuso. Not a Jewish slave. Goy, a maid. Says Rambam, you don't understand? We are gomlei chasadim. One of the things that you want to check if the guy is a Jew, he says, of course, you have to, you know, you can make a blood test, DNA. He says, no. Bayishanim rachmanim gomlei chasadim. Because otherwise, you're not Jewish. He says, something is wrong. Your neshama is Erev Rav. Really, my mother is Jewish? Okay. Your neshama is Erev Rav. You're not Jew. You call Erev Rav. He says, you go after Abraham Avinu, the first Jew. I says, what do you know about him? Achnasat Orchim. He says, well, wait. The Gemara says, Abraham is one thing. Chesed. The Gemara says, you know, people used to come to Abraham Avinu, used to serve as a mediator, arbitration. So two people came to Abraham Avinu. The guy said, hey, he owes me 100. The guy said, I don't know him, nothing. So the Gemara says, Abraham used to take 100 right away from his pocket and give the guy. He said, okay, now let's see. Let's see if he owes it to you or doesn't. But you got the money already? Okay. So you have no complaint about him? He said, Abraham, why are you doing it? I don't want people to have fights and argument. First of all, let him give him the money. Then Abraham said, okay, let me hear what you have to say. And then according to what he said, he said, if the guy owed the money, he said, okay, I paid him, you give me the money. And if not, he said, okay, he doesn't owe me nothing. He owes you nothing. Forget about it. You know what? Keep the 100. The Gemara said, Yov was the same thing. Yov never took change. He used to tell people, you know what, don't give him the change. Keep the change. Says the Gemara, Abraham was master of kindness. The Gemara says, you know, one time Abraham Avinu, when he was 52 years old, he met the king of Yerushalayim, Malkitzedek, Shem ben Ever, and Shem ben Ever blessed Abraham before Abraham came from war. The best Abraham before the best Hashem. Hashem says, you know what? You cannot be Kohen God. Shem. You cannot be Kohen. Abraham is going to be Kohen. Why Abraham is going to be Kohen? Ata Kohen Olam, the first Kohen as we became a nation was Abraham Avinu. I said, what is this? Why is Abraham a Kohen? Because Abraham is master of kindness, says the Zohar. Kohen is called Chesed, kindness. You're not kindness, you're not a Kohen. Says Zohar, that's the power that the coin has to give, it can give you a bracha. What does bracha mean? Bracha means that you want to give something to somebody. You don't know he deserves, doesn't deserve. Avraham Avinu did not check everybody. You deserve, I should give you food. You deserve, I should help you. No. It's called kindness. It's endless kindness. Rodev tzedakah v'chesed. Shlomo HaMelech said, you have to chase to do chesed. You have to chase it. Because that makes you a Jew. Actually, the Gemara says, that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu meant. Before Shavuot, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell Am Yisrael, atem tiyuli mamlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh. You be kohen. So what do you mean to be kohen? What does it mean? You have to be a kohen. What do you mean to be a kohen? Kadosh Baruch Hu gomel chasadim, Kadosh Baruch Hu does kindness. You have to be like Hashem, alachta b'drachav, like Avraham Avinu. That's your goal in life. That's what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't tell him anything else. Just tell them this, what I want. So you're getting the Torah. If you're getting the Torah, listen. What's your obligation? The obligation is Mamlechet Kohanim. Who is the Kohen? The Kohen HaGadol is upstairs. His name is Michael. You have to be like Michael. Says the Zohar. That's the whole idea. The whole idea of the Kohen is you have to be master of kindness like the Kohen HaGadol upstairs, Michael. And then, V'chasidecha yevorchu. comes the Gemara and says, I want to explain to you certain things. The first thing is the Zohar says. The Zohar says, David Amir says in Tehillim, Chesed Hashem me'olam ve'ad olam al yirea. You want from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do something to you, perfect. Chesed Hashem. Chesed Hashem. Baruch Hashem. You know Chesed Hashem? Chesed Hashem al yireav. Only if you have Yirat Shamayim, if you have fear of Hashem, on the positive side, not because Hashem is going to punish me, because how great Hashem is. Then Hashem gives us Gomel Chasadim Tovim. What is it all about? What is it all about? Ali Re'av says the Zohar, you know what? You have to have Yirat Shamayim. Says that if you have Yirat Shamayim, then Hashem gives it to you. V'chassidecha yivachucha yeh l'kohen will give it to you. Come the Zohar, says the Zohar, let me explain to you. Says the Zohar, there are four conditions that a person has to have before he begs the Kadosh Baruch Hu anything. First of all, he has to feel that he is poor. Tachnuni midaber rash. V'ashir ya'ane azut. V'azut ya'ane ashir. Says the poor person, if you want to check if the guy is a real Meshulach, see how he talks to you. I mean, please, somebody came to ask him for tzedakah, and he started to tell him, give me this, you have to give me this. He's not a poor person. Ashir edaber azut. You talk like this, you're not a poor person. It's not true. Maybe you look like poor, but you have a lot of money. Tachanunim edaber rash. A poor person begs. Says the Zohar, before you pray Shmoneh Esrei to Hashem, before you ask anything for Hashem, you have to meet four conditions. First, you have to be ani. You have to feel that you're ownerless. You don't own anything. You don't have anything. Then you can beg a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you feel that you have something, and I'm rich, forget about it. Zohar said, tefillah is not being accepted. Be'okasha, your request is being denied. The second thing, the Zohar says, you have to feel you're a slave of Hashem. A slave of Hashem. I'm not going to do what I want. I'm going to do what says Shulchan Aruch. What the Gemara would say, what the Rambam would say, what the Rabbi Avadia said. I have to say, I have to keep it. I have to make sure that I know that Lachol, because I'm a slave. I'm a slave to Hashem. And you have to be Chassid. The Zohar says you have to be Chassid. And then you have to be ready to give everything to Hashem. Says the Zohar, that was actually David HaMelech. Shabbat HaKi Chassidani, Ani Vevyonani, Avdechani, ready to give everything. This is what? Likewise, an angel. So Michael, what is he? Does he have a house? He has nothing. Ani. An angel is very poor, doesn't have anything. What does he do the whole day? Follows instructions, like he has Eved, like a slave. It's Chassid. I said, Michael is a Hasid. Because Michael does kindness. He always looks to do good to Am Yisrael. And he's ready to give everything to Hashem. Says the Zohar, this is the condition that you have to meet when you come to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that is Hasid Ani. You have to say, I'm a Hasid. Hasid, that's called Hasid. Hasid doesn't mean you have to live in Brooklyn. Hasid means that's what you have in your head all the time. I want to help, I want to help, I want to help, I want to do good things. He says, that's Hasid. That is Malach Hashem Tzvakot. That's actually what the Gemara says, a statement, Masechet Chagiga, Im domei Arav lemalach Hashem Tzvakot, ilmedu Torah mipiu, bimlap al ilmedu. Comes the Gemara, says, if the rabbi looks like an angel, learn Torah from him. If not, don't learn from him. Gemara, what do you mean? Excuse me. How do I know how an angel looks like? Looks like. I have no idea. I never saw an angel. How do I know? It's according to the Zohar, that's what the Gemara means. You know, the Zohar said, who is like an angel? A coin is like an angel. A coin's job is to teach and to do ma'asim tovim. It says the rabbi, says the Gemara, if he only learns, says the Gemara, you know what happened? The Gemara says one time, one of the biggest racham in Iraq, his name was Shmuel, and a lady came over to him and says, listen, I need to talk to you about something. He said, listen, go, I have to learn. His student, his name is Rabbi Yehuda. He says, Rabbi, you have to help the lady. I got to leave me alone. I can't help now. I can't help. Says the Gemara, one rabbi came to his son in a dream, and he said, you won't believe what's going on in Gan Eden? You know, Shmuel sit all the way in the back over there. This is the giant. This was the giant of Am Israel. He sits in the back, and the student, this Rav Yehuda, that says to him, listen, the lady needs something. He says, he is in the front. He needs binoculars. Chachamim said to see some rabbanim come to Gan Eden. He said, where is this big rabbi, the giant? The Mikubal, this is the Kolel Chatzot. This, that. Where is he? All the way in the back. What did he do? Did he do it? No, no sins, nothing. Kol shemaasav merobim mechochmato, chochmato metkayemet. Says the Mishnah, your job in this world is not to learn more, the opposite, to do more kindness. Mechach rotmim, says the Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Abraham Aminu, Baruch Atah Hashem, magen Abraham. Says the Gemara, Yavo HaMashiach, bizchut ha-chesed. Because that is that you so-called reach your destination, you like Michael, HaKohen Gadol. Then, Mashiach will come. Therefore, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Tzach, Elokei Yaakov, okay. Baruch Atah Hashem, Magen Avraham. I said, what Magen Avraham? Veheye Bracha, says, you have to have it in mind. You say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Magen Avraham. He said, what do you have? Mara said, you have to have it in mind. Veheye Bracha. Avarcha, Mevarachecha. The Kohanim. He said, Avraham Avinu, you can give blessings. And Mara says, people used to stand online. They put Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu used to give them blessings. I said, who are you? He says, I am Avraham Avinu. I said, who? Ata Kohen Olam, you Kohen. Yeah. So Gemara says, a rabbi is like a Kohen, unless he charges $1,000 for a lecture, $2,500 for Kiddushin, Chuppah, $3,000 for Chametz. I said, that's no rabbi. Forget about it. Adil medu Torah mipiyo. Is there any charge? He wants to give a bracha. I said, give me $100, I'll give a bracha. I said, says the Gemara. Even a judge is not allowed to take money, says the Gemara. Hashem is for free, you have to be for free. Hashem Yazor Lecha, Hashem will help you, Gemara says, don't worry, you're not going to die from hunger. But to have a fee, you're charging. He says, I'm going to do this, this is my fee. As your fee, you're not a rabbi. He then, Yeshiva HaChasidim, Rabbi Lupian, he used to stand and scream. I didn't understand, I was a little boy. He used to scream, In Domei Arab Lemalach Hashem Tzvakot, if the rabbi looks like an angel, learn from him, if not, don't learn. I asked, what's the Gemara? I said, two times in the Shas. I says, what is this all about? I don't understand. That's the Zohar said. That's what it means. You have to be like an angel. It says, like the rabbi is compared to a Kohen. Who said it? Hashem said it before Shavuot. Hashem said it before Chag Shavuot. Mamlechet Kohanim. You have to be like a Kohen. This is a job on this social mamlech. You have to chase it that you want to do kindness. You have to chase, you want to help the poor people. You have to chase. Otherwise, says Rambam, maybe you're not a Jew. If you don't do kindness, and if you don't treat everybody nice, he says, maybe you're not Jewish. Something is wrong with you. Say, Chachamim, you should know, that's the whole secret of the Birkat Kohanim. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu appointed the Kohanim, v'chazidechai v'chucha. The Kohen, this is the Kohen. Otherwise, his bracha is worthless. But, says the Zohar, Chesed Hashem Meolam Ad Olam Ani Re'av. The Kohen has to have a lot of Yirat Shamayim. He has to be very pure, very holy. He represents so-called Hashem. Says the Gemara, En Makifin Bechilul Hashem. Says the Zohar, you know what it is? Says the Gemara, you know what it is? This is a Kohen. And this is a rabbi. He said, you know, you have to behave 100%. Because you are like an angel. Ki Malach Hashem Tzvakot. He says, you have to behave like you, a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So don't do any move. That move is going to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom embarrassed. Gemara says, you in danger. You are a danger, Rabbi. You are the Kohen, you in danger. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the title. All of us, Gemara says, should have been Kohanim. But because we were involved in the golden calf and the egel, we are not. But this is the destination the person has to know. I says, the key is the Kohen. Says the Gemara, you know what? Says the Zohar, you know what? Nazir is an angel. That's the connection. The Birkat Kohanim comes after Nazir. The Torah gives the Nazir a title, Kadosh. Kadosh Yeh Gadel Pera. Sarosho, says the Zohar, says the Gemara, you know, Nazir is like an angel. It's not just holy. He's like an angel. He reaches a level of an angel. It says, now comes the Torah and tells you, no, okay, an angel, let me tell you what angel is. L'chassidecha yivachucha. Now have to do kindness. ביום קלות משה להקים את המשכן, says the Gemara, you know what happened when Moshe put the Mishkan? Moshe came to Hashem and says, listen, Am Israel, they want you to bless them. Hashem says, oh, okay, I'll bless them. I'm kind. I bless Am Yisrael. V'ani avarchem. Hashem really wants to bless us, but Hashem wants us to see what the blessing is from, coming from. Coming from so-called midat ha-chesed, from the kindness. You have to be kind to get bracha. You're not kind, the bracha of the kohanim will not apply to you. You got to be kind. So Mr. Kind, the kohen will give you a blessing. Mr. Kind will give you a blessing. He's like Michael HaKohen HaGadol. And this is the tragedy, Rahamim say, of Shimshon. Shimshon, says the Gemara, was a very nice person. Very nice person. The Gemara said Shimshon was crippled. Shimshon always had to use a stick. He couldn't walk without a stick. People imagine Shimshon in a Gulliver. No, some Chachamim said he was a shorty. A short person, nothing. He didn't see nothing. He just had energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside him. And Shimshon had a problem. What was the problem? The Gemara says, Shimshon alach acharei enav. Always watched, looked at ladies. Eventually, he wants to marry only a goy lady. Amram says he converted them. Some Chachamim say, didn't convert them. Always, not once, and not twice, not three times. You read in Navi, tragedy after tragedy with this guy. Says the Gemara says, that's why the Pishtim poked his eyes. Not just because they didn't want him to run away. It says, because Allah acharei enav, you didn't watch your eyes. You didn't watch your eyes. You looked. Places you're not just supposed to look. For this. This is what is this? And Yechol Echa Yisaberu. They say you should know the Kedusha of a person in his eyes. You watch your eyes, you Kadosh. You can become an angel. Otherwise you lose it. He says, that's the Chachamim applied. The Haftarah to the Parasha, it's for something else. It's not because we have Nazir. No. He was the opposite of a Nazir. Alach acharei enav. It says, Zuznu Yirat Shamayim. It says, the whole Chesed Hashem al Yireav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Minol al Yireav. It says, Hashem will do kindness, Hashem will help you. You're a coin. Your coin is Yirat Shamayim. See Mishnah in Perkei Avot. Shlosha Dvarim HaOlam Amed. HaTorah, Avodah Gmul Chasadim. You read the Mishnah, you think, that's what I have to do. To learn Torah, because it's a pillar. Avodah means Bet HaMikdash, Korbanot. Gmul Chasadim, I should do kindness. I said, I have to do this thing because the world stands, no, the world doesn't stand on this. Comes Moshe Rabbeinu and tells us, Ma Hashem Elokecha Doresh Mi'imach Kim Nirat Hashem Elokecha. Somebody wants to ask himself, what does Hashem want from me? Says the Gemara, only Yirat Shamayim, a fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the positive side, how great he is. He's my father, he gives me neshama, he gives me everything. So I have to listen. I got to listen. Every Yirat Shamayim. Say Chachamim, look. What the Mishnah means, the whole Perkei Avot means something else. It means to acquire Yirat Shamayim. It says, Olam Omed, the world stands on Yirat Shamayim. On three pillars. Those three pillars will give you Yirat Shamayim, will give you the fear. Ala Torah, you learn Torah. When you learn Torah, the Torah gives the Gemara says, give you Yirat Shamayim. Avodah, Bet HaMikdash, Bet HaKnesset, you come. Bet HaKnesset, you come to pray, gives you Yirat Shamayim. Gmilut Chasadim, you do kindness, give you Yirat Shamayim. Who said it? David HaMelech says, Chesed Hashem, Olam Olam, Adi Re'av. He says, you can have Yirat Shamayim. He says, that's what Hashem wants us to have. Nadav Aviyu did not have it. No Yirat Shamayim, they came in Bet HaMikdash. Shimshon is Gilgul Nadav, says David. That's what happened to Shimshon. There's no Yirat Shamayim. So what do you mean? He's shopping with his eyes for girls. So what's the matter with you? His father and his mother told him, listen, do you have enough Jewish girls? Why are you looking over there for a goy? He says, Allah acharei enav. He says, doesn't matter. You shofet, you the judge, you good. The main thing is to have Yirat Shamayim. Kohen. He says, who? It's like an angel, like Michael. You have to have Yirat Shamayim. You have to have Yirat Shamayim, then you have kindness. Then you get the bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This parasha Naso usually comes just around Shavuot. Sometimes before Shavuot, in Israel, they read this parasha before Shavuot. We read after Shavuot this year. And so you should know what it means. Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot. What's the accomplishment of Shavuot? Torah Chesed Al Leshona. The Torah will train us to become kind. And that kindness, we deserve a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So without kindness, you don't deserve bracha. Because the bracha is going to come via the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he is so-called Lecha Hashem HaGdula. HaGvura, HaGdula. The Kavanah is Chesed. It's not Lecha Hashem Agdula, what do you have Kavana? Say Lecha in the morning. Lecha Hashem Agdula. Which Gdula? What Gdula? Says Ari, every time says Gadol Gdula means kindness. This is Avraham Avinu. Says, you should know that is the job on this world. But, Ali Reav, he says, you ask the Kotepo, Gomel Chasadim to Hashem, please, I need a favor from you. I say, you need a favor? You need Dirat Shamaim. Lachasidecha Yivachucha. I says, the Kohanim can give you a bracha. So you have to acquire the Zohar, said those things. You have to learn a lot of Torah, you have to pray a lot, and you have to do a lot of kindness. Gomel Chasadim. Remember that, that's Nishmat Yisrael, Meshav Kamar Vamina.
Amen. I don't know how to smile.